From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Barack Obama says some progress has been made, but America is not even close to where it needs to be in terms of resolving issues between police and communities. Mr. Obama's comment came during a town hall meeting Wednesday night with community activists, politicians, and law enforcement officials.
This is a really hard job. We're not there yet. We're not even close to being there yet, where we want to be. We're not at a point yet where communities of color feel confident that their police departments are serving them with dignity and respect and equality, and we're not at the point yet where police departments feel adequately supported at all levels.
Mr. Obama has devoted his attention this week to the gun violence directed at police officers as well as shootings by police. The focus comes a few days after a Black Army veteran killed five police officers in revenge for police shooting Black men in Louisiana and Minnesota. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Russia has never asked him to relinquish power. His comment is being made public as U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry heads to Moscow, where he is expected to push for a revised ceasefire and roadmap to peace in Syria. In an interview with NBC News, Assad said Russian leaders never said a single word regarding him leaving office. Reports say Secretary Kerry, who is due in Moscow later Thursday, will discuss with Russia efforts to salvage a cessation of hostilities in Syria, as well as a possible joint military pact to target Islamic State militants in the country. Police in western Kenya say a suspected extremist from the militant group Al-Shabaab shot and killed four police officers and has taken several inmates hostage on Thursday. This is VOA News. In the Philippines, the foreign ministry is calling on China to respect Wednesday's landmark ruling by the Permanent Court of Arbitration rejecting Beijing's claim of sovereignty over most of the South China Sea. U.S. State Department spokesman Mark Toner said the ruling should not be compromised.
This is, again, a legal process that resulted in a decision. We believe, as I said, that it offers a very clear decision regarding the claimants, so we would urge all of those countries who have signed up to the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea to adhere to the findings.
China is urging Philippines to restart negotiations and meet Beijing halfway as the only way to maintain and ensure peace and stability in the region. Britain's new foreign secretary, Boris Johnson, said Thursday that Britain's departure from the European Union does not mean it's abandoning relationships with Europe.
On Europe, clearly we have to give effect to the will of the people in the referendum, but that does not mean in any sense leaving Europe. There's a massive difference between leaving the EU and our relations with Europe, which, if anything, I think are going to be intensified and built up at an intergovernmental level.
Johnson was among the leaders of the campaign to drop out of the EU. His election as foreign secretary by new Prime Minister Theresa May came as a surprise to some political observers. Some suspense appears to be building in the United States over Donald Trump's selection for a running mate. The presumptive Republican U.S. presidential nominee is narrowing his choice for vice president and plans to make the pick public on Friday. Among the likely choices are Indiana Governor Mike Pence, who appeared at a fundraiser with Trump this week, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, or New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who dropped out of the race to be the Republican nominee and threw his support behind Trump. The Republican National Convention will be held next week in Cleveland. A U.S. judge has sentenced a Chinese national to 46 months in prison for conspiring with two other suspects in China to hack into the computers of major American defense contractors and smuggle the information to China. Court records say they targeted warplanes as well as Boeing's C-17 military cargo aircraft program. For details on these stories and much more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.